Welcome to the Whole Life Podcast with Deanna Marie. I'm a holistic life coach obsessed with all the things to help make your life complete. This podcast will give you actionable tools to help you feel your feelings and start living your life from radical self-love. Hello, welcome back to my podcast. It's been a little bit. I hope that you had a wonderful Thanksgiving, and if not, I hope that you had some time to process it. Holidays can definitely bring up a lot of stuff, so I know that it's probably not wonderful for a lot of people. So I want to be real about that. I just finished up my 6-week group coaching program with 8 amazing women, and it was so fun. It was 6 weeks to deeper trust with yourself and your body. And even though it was only 6 weeks, I normally do 3-month groups. It was kind of a condensed version because I wanted to have it done before the holidays. It was really, really good. And I think we were able to go pretty deep, pretty quickly. And a lot of my clients that were in the group have been working with me already. There were only a handful of new people. So the first week we talked about learning to trust yourself and the reasons why we don't. And I started off with 2 of my favorite quotes. One of them is, "To love oneself is the beginning of a lifelong romance." That's from Oscar Wilde. And the next one is, "To know thyself is to love thyself," from Socrates. And I think just starting with that really helps you to feel how important your relationship is with yourself, because I truly believe that your relationship with yourself is the most important, and that will determine the quality of all of your other relationships is the one that you have with yourself. We're conditioned to distrust ourselves from an early age. We hear things like, "Mother knows best," "Your teacher knows best," "The principal knows best," "Your church leaders know best," "The bishop knows best," "The prophet knows best." And basically, the internalized message we receive is that other people know what's best for us and for our family and for our kids, and we don't. Other people know what's better for us than we do. Gratefully, I think the culture is changing a little bit since like the 80s and 90s when children were growing up and, you know, parents forced their kids to climb on a creepy Santa's lap, even if the child was crying and afraid and uncomfortable, the message being, this picture is more important than your feelings. You know, go give your uncle a hug, even though he might have just said something rude to you. Watch this scary movie to toughen up and stop being a baby. Face your fears, grin and bear it. No pain, no gain, just the toxic masculinity messaging, which is basically don't trust your feelings and don't trust your inner knowing. Don't trust your personal authority. Don't trust yourself. And just saying that is making me like so angry. And reminding me of why I wanted to teach this coaching group and this course, because I feel so passionate about helping people, especially women, to honor themselves, to honor their intuition and their own personal authority, and to really undo this conditioning of not being able to trust yourself. So at this point in the podcast, I want to just ask you a question. This is what I asked my clients: in what areas of your life are you ready to listen to your own intuition? And I am a big proponent for letting the intelligence of your emotions and your body inform your brain, and not the other way around. In our culture, we value logic so much, and I don't want to villainize logic. I think that it's important and that it has its place, but it does not trump the wisdom of our bodies and the wisdom of our emotions, and that we are wired to trust ourselves, but we lose touch with that.
So, really, what areas of your life are you ready to listen to your own intuition? And when I ask that question, what emotions come up for you? Next, we talked about honoring your body for what it is. And we talked a little bit about how modesty culture, to the extreme, teaches us to cover up our bodies as women. And I realized this pretty early on that you can't take care of what you can't see. So if you are not looking at your body, and if you're not looking at your naked body very regularly, it's so easy to get disconnected from your body. You cannot take care of what you're not looking at and what you're not seeing. And we've been taught to ignore ourselves and our desires and our bodies. And we receive so many mixed messages about our bodies. We are told that our body is divine, that our bodies are temples, that our bodies are gifts, but also that our bodies are carnal and devilish. And so I really want to encourage my clients and everyone listening to this podcast to be like, what do I really believe about my body? Do I believe both? Do I believe just one of those things, and why? So this podcast is kind of going to be asking a lot of questions, and I want you to pause it and answer it to yourself or write it down. I really want this to be a podcast episode that you can really apply to your life. Week two was how to receive from your inner voice and distinguish it from your ego and outside noise. So your ego is also known as your critic. It's that judgy, critical voice that tells you things like, I can't believe you haven't figured this out yet. Everyone else is doing this right except you. Yada, yada, yada. All of those kind of negative things. The ego is actually really trying to protect you, and it's doing the best way, the best it knows how, but it's just very misinformed. And so I like to talk back to my ego and say, thank you for trying to protect me and letting me be aware of this, but yeah, I'm already aware of it, and that's enough. So I do acknowledge it. I don't like ignore it, and I don't try to necessarily like beat it out of myself, like, you know, fighting fire with fire or fighting criticism with more criticism. Just like, okay, thanks. Yeah. So we talked a little bit about how to do that. And we also talked about how you can receive from your intuition. And a practice that I use is I ask myself, what is true in this moment? And then I write down my answers. And you can keep following up with questions and then just keep writing down the answers. And then this is kind of what that looks like, is to communicate with your intuition. So you can say, okay, I'm really upset about this thing that's happening. And then you can ask yourself, why am I really upset about this? And then you wait to listen for the answer. And let's say the answer is because you're afraid. And you can write this down, or you can just kind of ask this out loud, ask it to yourself, and just listen for the answers. You don't have to write it down. I find that writing it down is helpful for me to have a record of it, and it also helps solidify like the process of this communication. But it's not always feasible that you can write it down every time. Okay, so why am I upset about this? Because you're afraid. What am I afraid of? Being rejected. What does it mean if others reject me? So, kind of like that. And you just kind of ask yourself those types of questions, and that's you interacting and communicating with your inner voice, with your intuition. I use those words interchangeably. And then, in going back to asking yourself, what is true in this moment? Usually, what I hear is that I am deeply loved, that I am a daughter of God. So, just really essential truths to me And it really helps ground me when I ask those questions, because I can just settle back with my breath in this moment, asking this question, and it helps me to feel more aligned and more grounded. Something else you can ask your intuition is, where do I feel stuck right now? Where am I feeling stuck? And then you can wait for the answers for that. During week 3, we talked about letting go of other people's opinions and judgments, using different healing modalities like tapping, which is also called EFT, and guided meditation, and also Ho'oponopono, which is a Hawaiian practice of reconciliation and forgiveness. We also talked about using food to help you in your cleansing process of letting go of other people's opinions and judgments, by eating nutrient-dense, high-fiber foods like green smoothies and other just leafy green vegetables during this time, like in season, to cleanse yourself and kind of detox of those thoughts and opinions, and also through sweat, detoxing through sweat by working out, exercising, and even going in a sauna if you have access to a sauna. We actually just bought a new steam sauna, which I have been going in about 3 to 4 times a week, and I am so grateful for it and love it so much. And I am actually going to start offering sessions. So if you are here local, that we can do a coaching session together that will incorporate the sauna and help you to release some of these old beliefs and things that you're holding on to by harnessing the power of heat in the sauna and cleansing through sweat. So it's pretty cool. It's kind of like a guided meditation that we will be doing before we get into the sauna, and then also in the sauna session. So if that is something you're interested in, reach out to me about that. During week 4, we talked about following your personal authority using human design. And this was really, really cool. We went over all 8 of my clients, all of their authorities. And there are 7 different authorities in human design. And we talked about just the ones that my clients had. So the authority of your human design is basically your decision-making mechanism. So everyone has a different intuitive signature. When you know your authority, you can more specifically tap into your intuitive signals. During week 5, we learned how to receive energetically and physically in our bodies. And we learned that in order to receive, you have to release what is no longer serving you, and that it's okay to let go of what is no longer serving us. So really getting back to safety in our bodies, calming our nervous systems down where we can act out of a place of safety to release things that are no longer serving us. And then week 6 was all about creating your own sacred practice and ritual for hearing your intuition on a daily basis. So we talked about Julia Cameron's morning pages. And Julia Cameron is the author of The Artist's Way. And I read her book about 6 years ago now, I think, maybe 5. And she talks about doing morning pages, which is as soon as you wake up in the morning, you write 3 pages of just stream of consciousness things that are just coming. And I am not one to be a stickler on any type of, like, I'm doing air quotes, quote unquote, rule. So if you can't do it in the morning, it's okay. You can convert it to afternoon pages. You can convert it to evening pages. You really just want to find out what works for you. Morning is best as soon as you wake up, because you are kind of like straddling consciousness and subconsciousness with, you know, getting out of a dream state. Consciousness and unconsciousness. So you can kind of have access to those thoughts usually when I wake up, the moment I wake up, I can feel a lot of overwhelm or anxiety of just all the things that I have to do, all the obligations that are, waiting for me. When you have small children, you will totally get that. Or if you have, a job that you don't enjoy doing and like a 9-to-5 type of job that you have to like go into and that you don't necessarily enjoy, that you can feel that feeling as well. So this is just really to clear out your brain space and really get in touch with your intuition. So you can do stream of consciousness. It doesn't have to be 3 pages either. That's another thing that's just kind of like, a suggestion. 3 pages is good, but if you can only do 1 page, that's great too. If you only do a paragraph, that is awesome. Like something is better than nothing, in my opinion. So don't limit yourself or get too caught up in like, well, I can't do 3 pages, so I won't even try that. But that is something that we talked about in honing your intuition and keeping that sacred practice and ritual for yourself. And then just based on what your interests are, there's so many different things that you can do. We talked about doing cleansing baths for the new moon and full moon, and that is for anyone, but mostly for people who consider themselves empaths and really want to clear out energy, or if you have a lot of open centers in human design where you are constantly absorbing other people's energies, that can help you have like this actual practice that you are like, okay, this is not mine, this is someone else's. And then also if you are a lunar authority in human design, which is only 1%, and I did have a client that had lunar design in our group, and so that was super exciting because it's only 1% of the population. So yeah, you can find so many different ways, and I really like to personalize things for my clients. And maybe that's because I like when things are personalized for me. Individuality really matters to me. Uniqueness matters to me. I am an Enneagram 4, so yeah, and I just have a long history of really valuing uniqueness. My dad is from Cuba and my mother is Sicilian, and so I'm half Cuban and Italian, and that is a really interesting, unique mix. And I'm the only one in my family of origin with blue eyes. Everyone else has brown eyes. And so I've just really gravitated towards just being unique my whole life. And I love that. And I love it when people value my uniqueness. And I love valuing other people's uniqueness as well and really personalizing things to them. And so that is kind of my philosophy with coaching as well, and why I love doing so many different modalities. Because if you don't like a certain modality, then fine, we don't have to do it. We can find a modality that you really resonate with, and that's what we'll do. And so that's why I pride myself in learning so many new modalities to help my clients, because I really want to find what will work for them. And I'm just naturally curious as well, so I like to learn all of the things. So that ends the podcast episode for today. Kind of a long one, and I went more into describing some weeks than others, but that is just kind of what I was feeling called to do, was to do that. So I hope that this helped you to feel like you could lean into some ways that you can grow in your trust with yourself and your body. And of course, this is just a synopsis of the 6 weeks that we spent together, and it was, an hour and a half every week. And then there was also individual messages with my clients that we went through. So this is really just skimming the very top surface. So if you are interested in any of these things, please send me a message on Instagram or an email at deanna@thehealthycreative.com. I would love to be in conversation with you. I, again, really value one-on-one personalized messages and interactions with people. And so I love hearing from you, my podcast listeners, and hearing how things have resonated with you, or if you have genuine questions, things that you are curious about and that you want to try. I am very much open to having a conversation around those types of things. And to end this episode, I have a very exciting announcement of something that I've been working on for the past year that is starting to come more to fruition. I am starting a membership program that will be open in January. And so if the things that I talked about on this podcast episode or past podcast episodes really resonate with you and you really like my energy, you think that we would be a good fit to work together, you want to be in a community with me and with other like-minded women, then I invite you to check that out. It will be open for enrollment the last week of December, and you can get on my email list for all of the announcements. I will be sending that to my email list, and that is in, I can link it in the show notes as well. It is also in my Instagram profile, which is thehealthycreative_, and you can get on my email list and be notified of all of the details for my membership for women. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope that you can deepen into self-trust and into self-love and self-acceptance. Are you on Instagram? Come follow me at thehealthycreative_ for some more goodness. And you can also subscribe to my email list. There's a link there in my profile for that. See you soon.